where do you like to write? Are you in a special place, or are you just jotting things down as they come to your head?
Yeah, pretty much that. I write anywhere and everywhere. I don't have a certain time where I write. It always just comes to me, and it's usually at the most inconvenient times, like when I'm in the middle of traffic or in a class that's not related, and I just I have this feeling that I have to jot it down before I lose it.
So do you carry something with you, or is it on your phone these days? Or
if I'm in my car, I usually do it on my phone and the microphone. So obviously I don't like to text and drive, but I usually do have a notebook on me and a pencil.
How often does what you jotted down become a poem?
About half the time. Sometimes it's just a few lines that'll help me get started with the poem, and sometimes the whole poem will just come out right then, but that's pretty rare.
How many poems do you have that you think could become that book you're hoping to publish someday?
Oh, right now? Maybe five that I think are actually really good.
What is The Carpenter about?
This was about this summer when I worked with my dad. It was the first time I had ever really worked with him. And I just asked him to teach me just about his trade. I was just curious and wanted to learn. And this poem was really born out of that 2 months working with him.
Did you do that to learn more about your father or to really learn about carpentry?
It was both, actually. It was to learn just about the trade, which I think is very useful, but it's also just to spend time with him and just see what he does day in and day out. And now I can appreciate it a lot more.
Let's hear The Carpenter.
He says, one day I can have it all. The house with the paid mortgage, the lawn with the carefully trimmed hedges, the business and the trucks and the lungs full of wood dust. Under his wing, he shows me the finer points of woodwork, coaching me on the inherent crookedness of walls, teaching me to trust my eyes more than the tape measure. These days, he knows I've been waking up hungry, yearning for the kind of life where I can rise with the sun and put in my penance, a day's worth of hard work that'll scar these silk-soft hands. The same hands of my father that I saw as a child, pointing to something I needed to notice, that familiar bend in his index where the table saw wouldn't give even an inch, leading my eyes.
Do you want it all? All that he wants to give to you? The business? The house?
No. No. I want to be a teacher. And I want to write.
How does he feel about that?
He thinks it's great, actually. He's told me many times that he doesn't want me doing the kind of work that he does.
Well, best of luck with the writing, and thank you so much for bringing your poems in.
Thank you, Amy.